This is Rich Rhodes, coming up next on Mega Rock, your daily dose of local sports with the District 9 Sports Report, brought to you by Laurel Eye Clinic.
Hi, this is Mark Powell from the Laurel Eye Clinic, proud sponsors of the daily District 9 Sports Report with Rich Rhodes on Mega Rock. With offices spread out through District 9, the Laurel Eye Clinic is proud to support our area teams and athletes in all seasons. So good luck, kids, and go District 9 from the Laurel Eye Clinic.
For more information on the Laurel Eye Clinic, visit them on Facebook or online at laureleye.com.
Welcome to the NFL Draft Report. No, there were no D-Niners taken in the first round of last night's NFL Draft, but my question to you is, who was the last D-Niner to be drafted? Since 1936, only six D-9 natives have been drafted, and the last one was also the lone first-rounder. East Brady's Jim Kelly, of course. Kelly was selected in the 83 draft by the Buffalo Bills, but did not sign, instead going to the Houston Gamblers of the USFL. Three seasons later, he wound up with the Bills, where he played for 11 more seasons, making the Hall of Fame eventually. Prior to that, Du Bois' Larry Swider, a punter out of the University of Pittsburgh, was taken in by the Denver Broncos in the seventh round in 1977. He wound up playing for the Lions, Cardinals, and Bucks in four seasons. Cameron County's Jeff Lloyd, defensive lineman, was taken by the Seahawks in the third round of the 76 draft out of West Texas A&M. He played 25 games for the Bills and Chiefs. In 1964, St. Mary's Dan Connors, a linebacker out of Miami of Florida like Kelly, was drafted by the NFL and AFL by the Bears and Raiders, respectively, in the second and fifth rounds, and wound up playing 11 years for the Raiders. He was named a second-team AFL Hall of Famer on the All-1960s team. Check out D9Sports.com for the latest in District 9. I'm Rich Rhodes.